And on the phone line is Mark Scotch from the Oregon Trail and his journey. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, DK.
How are you doing this morning?
Well, good. It's raining over here in Minneapolis. Surprise, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. So do you have to ride today, or are you all done?
No, actually, we're not done, but yep. We're actually going to be driving on back to Rochester before the Oregon Trail ride started. We got asked by a friend of ours from the ultra community. We've known her for about 10 years. She works at the Mayo Clinic, and she asked if we would be their closing speaker for their continuing nurse education for solid organ transplant training for the Mayo Clinic.
Wow, that's quite an honor.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. So we're going on to Rochester for that. It's kind of a day off riding, and then we're going to come back tomorrow and then come back tonight, and then tomorrow morning we'll start back for Stevens Point and Plover.
Okay. Well, let's refresh some people's memories. Now, this is, you created the Oregon Trail for, it's a raising awareness for live kidney donations, and you had your first ride. How many years ago was that?
It was the spring of 2021.
2021. And now this ride was in honor of your wife Lynn's kidney donation. It's kind of her journey, right?
Yes, Lynn decided to also become a living kidney donor once she learned some facts when I donated. And her kidney went to somebody in Illinois through the National Kidney Registry. They find the best match of their 103 transplant hospitals across the United States. So you don't have to be a match. You don't have to know anybody. You just want to do it. So her kidney went to Illinois, but then she named Cooper Thompson from Minneapolis as her voucher recipient, and he was a 2-year-old boy that was on dialysis since 8 months. So we actually rode with him yesterday, those baby buggy things. Him and his parents and local TV station followed us for about 2 hours and did a story on it last night in the local TV.
Wow, that's great. So Cooper doing well then?
He is doing well with his kidney. He had other complications at birth, but he's doing much better. We, got to, be with him most of the day yesterday. So, he's doing quite well compared to what he was over a year ago.
Wow, that's great. And you guys are living proof that you can donate a kidney while you're still alive, and then do things. Like you normally would do afterwards.
Yeah, it was really interesting. Yesterday morning, we also were at a Fresenius dialysis clinic. We started to go to those clinics to try to work with the staff, let them know that people can become donors and help their people that are on dialysis. And I think there was 5 of the staff was there, and 2 of them are living on one kidney. One was born with one kidney. Well, they both were born with one kidney. Both of them found out in their late teens or early 20s. So, one out of 750 people are born with one kidney, live a completely normal life. Some of us choose to become one kidney people, by choice, but there's a lot of people out there with one kidney doing very well naturally.
I didn't realize it was that big of a number. That's crazy, and you don't really realize until you have to get some sort of X-ray or something, I suppose.
Yeah, one was in her early 20s. She was her first pregnancy. She went in, and they said, you only have one kidney? She goes, no, I didn't know that. Yep, that's true. And the other one, I think, went in for some other, like a gallbladder, I think. And they told her, and she said, I didn't know that. And she played sports all her, high school career. And, we're just trying to educate people that there's an urgent need and that living on one kidney is not as strange as it might sound.
Correct. That is true. Now, you've been raising awareness for the live kidney donations. If people, I would admit, that are listening, might be interested in donating a kidney, how do they go about doing that? You've got some help that they could do on your website, I would think, right?
Yeah, you can go to our website, markscotch, markscotch.com, and that's our website. And there's links to learn how to get started. Basically, the first step is to just get evaluated. There's blood tests and things like that. And then there's also, you can go to the National Kidney Registry, nkr.org. They're the organization that Lynn and I donated to down in Madison.
And then you've got, was there like a QR code or something like that on there that helped out, if I remember right?
Yeah, people can click the QR code if they're on the computer, and it'll take you directly to the NKR site. The first step is just some general questions that'll go down to them through the internet, and then if that works out, they'll get a hold of you and proceed to the next step.
Okay, so that's the big step to see if you're qualified, I suppose. And then,
yes, I think so. I mean, people think about, well, do I want to become a donor or not? And that's a big question.
Mm-hmm.
But really, the real question is, can I donate? They're very, very specific with people. You have to be in really good health, and there's no chance of taking that there'd be any complications. The NKR has been around about 15 years. It's a private organization, but they've facilitated in over 8,000 kidney transplants, and not one person has ever, had a problem because of donating a kidney. And if they would, like Lynn, if Lynn and I would ever need a kidney, we would be given priority with their organization to receive a kidney.
Oh.
But they do such a good job evaluating at all the transplant centers across the country that they make sure that people can function on one kidney.
Wow, that's incredible. And just to think, this whole trip, and you're learning along the way too, but it started in a bar.
Yeah, stopped in a random bar in Louisiana, met a guy that used to be a jockey, and come to find out he needed a kidney, and I just said, hey, I'll give you one of mine. And it didn't go to him, but I used the voucher program like we talked about. And,
right.
And he's doing great. And, it's been quite amazing, actually.
Yeah, that is crazy. Yeah, but what a great cause that you've taken up. And are you going to continue this on?
Well, some way, shape, or form, I think we are. This going to the dialysis clinics is really proving to be very interesting. Lynn and I always wanted this to be a grassroots, organization, so to speak. And, the biggest thing that we've noticed over the 3 years is people have to talk about it. And, you doing our interviews has been huge. But people that need a kidney need to talk about it. People that have donated kidneys can't be afraid to talk about it. I think the biggest thing is that people don't realize there's a huge need. And in Wisconsin alone, numbers show that 1 to 2 people die every week waiting for a kidney transplant.
Oh, wow.
It just doesn't have to be that way.
No, that's a big number. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you helping out and making us aware of the live kidney donations and everything you've done. Congratulations on all that, too. And hopefully, when you come back, you'll stop in the studio again.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
you won't be able to stop us, DK.
Okay. Well, thanks a bunch, Mark. We'll talk to you when you get back then.
Thank you. Take care.